what's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in the markets?
Mother Nature is dealing us a hand up here in the Red River Valley. And matter of fact, the whole state of North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota. I understand you were at a meeting. Mr. Colin Peterson was there. And hopefully he brought some optimism to the farmers. But rain pretty much everywhere across the northern plains here, Sunday, Monday, and that's creating a lot of havoc. Talk of PP 2020. If you're having a hard time getting the crop in 19, you're going to have a hard time getting it out. Very little field work is going to get done at the end of this year. Farmers are going to fight just to get the crop out. Talk of it's going to be hard to get a crop planted if this moisture doesn't go away in 2020. If we stay wet going into the winter and we come into what would be a normal spring, you know, April showers, spring May flowers, it's going to be hard to get the crop in. Zero field work going to be done here in the next few weeks.
Tommy, explain some of the benefits for farmers who can get a crop harvested out in the fields right now. What are some of the things that they need to keep in mind?
The trains are showing up, and we need to get the grain to the elevator. So we have a hot basis. Your basis is your cash price, so it can be under the board. Even sometimes I've heard it's above the board in corn lately. So farmers who are fortunate enough to get the crop off can enjoy a hot basis here in the northern plains. Trains are showing up. We need to get the grain to the elevators. Flat price soybeans are hot, not only in 2019, but we did a lot of hedging in 2020. Great price of beans, or what seems to be great, as we look out into the curve. Nope, 2020 beans hot. Also, one last thing. American stock market, 1% from all-time highs.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.